we now have another defendant, according to prosecutors, was inside the Capitol or near the Capitol with his or her child. This couple from Virginia is accused of having their 14-year-old minor in tow with them while unlawfully on the grounds. And this is going to be relevant because this couple is going to face sentencing, and the prosecutors are going to focus on that as an aggravating factor and potentially seek a higher-level sentence. Per my reporting, they're not the only ones. There's a defendant from Montana who acknowledged bringing his young son with him and leaving his son outside that day with an adult friend as he went in. Prosecutors focused on that, seeking a higher sentence, saying the man obviously knew there was danger, left his son outside, and went in the Capitol anyway.
And Scott, this is of major concern. We're learning that more and more military veterans are being charged.
Yeah, another charge against another former Marine. And it's just not the first. There is an active duty Marine Corps officer from Quantico who's charged. By the dozens, there are military veterans who've been charged and in some cases pleaded guilty. And that's going to cut both ways. The prosecutors, when they fight for sentencing, for a strict sentence for these defendants, they're going to give them credit for their service, but also argue they should have known better. They've served their country before. They should know better. So this is a dynamic that we're seeing increasingly frequently that also cuts both ways.
A judge gave a warning at sentencing this week, Scott, that you say should concern every one of the nearly 700 defendants.
Yeah, as we see sentencings begin, you know, we have 675 defendants. A few dozen have finally closed their cases and reached sentencing. So we have a small sample size. But one judge this week really leaned in, saying Donald Trump and the White House Ellipse speech January 6th stoked the crowd, and maybe partly responsible for the crowd, but the judge doesn't want to hear defendants blame Donald Trump or the rally for what they did. She said, you all are adults, responsible for your own actions. That takes an arrow out of the quiver for a lot of defendants who've already said they've parted ways with Donald Trump and blame him for some of what happened that day. That's an argument at least some judges don't want to hear.
And Scott, one further thing before you go. Some say that the judges are now sending signals to Merrick Garland saying that we're sentencing these low-level participants, but you should be going after the big fish.
They've been unequivocal about that. They're expressing their concern in vibrant ways inside these courtrooms, saying that they're not pleased with the guilty pleas prosecutors are pursuing because it ties their hands. In so many cases, they're tying these hands of these judges with low-level plea agreements that give the judges very little wiggle room at sentencing, very little ability to calibrate their sentences based on low, middle, and high-tier defendants. We'll see if that trend and that complaint continues when the higher-level conspiracy defendants finally reach guilty pleas or trial and go to sentencing.